The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he said to them, and when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, who are the most thankful when they receive a grace from God? It is those who know that they do not deserve it and are aware that they could never merit it. It is the humble. Who are those who are least thankful to God after receiving a grace from Him? Those who take credit for what they received. Those who think, to at least some degree or another, I deserve this or I merited it. And the other 9 must have been like this, at least to some degree, so that their hearts don't immediately give the credit to God. My brothers and sisters, a tremendous mystery is that those individuals are the most miserly with their prayers. Because if we ask of God a grace depending upon our goodness, what we deserve, it's going to be limited because nobody thinks they're perfectly good. And so they pray in accord with their goodness. Or if we ask God, depending to the degree we think we merit something, again, everybody knows they can only merit so much, right? I only have so much strength or ability. What about those who, when they pray not dependent upon their own goodness, but upon the goodness of God? Or not on their own merits, but the merits of Jesus Christ. There is no limit to their prayers. That's why someone like St. Therese could say, "It is my littleness that gives me confidence. I am unhindered in what I ask of God, because I know that I am nothing." And so, my brothers and sisters, as we journey in the spiritual life, He allows us to see in His tremendous mercy how little we deserve and how little we can merit, so that we then begin to pray as we ought. I close with this. Saint Therese said, "What most draws down graces from our dear Lord is gratitude. For if we thank Him for a gift, He is touched and hastens to give us 10 more. And if we thank Him again with the same sincerity, what an incalculable multiplication of graces." But only the humble do that.